This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I want to ask you a question. How have you been checking up on your family, your friends, your neighbors during the Stay Home, Stay Safe order from Governor Whitmer? Have you felt isolated? There are many in our community who most certainly do. A good number are senior citizens. They are most at risk in the COVID-19 outbreak, and some don't have people to check in with. I had a listener send me a note to say that she was touched by the actions of one of the area's elected officials. She told me the mayor of Ypsilanti was taking time and personally reaching out to seniors in the community to make sure they're okay. Beth Beshear, thank you so much for taking time to join us on WEMU today.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Everything is fine on this end. Feeling a little lonely on Eastern Michigan University's campus, but I think we all are, no matter where we happen to be sitting. What prompted you to start reaching out to some of those who might be feeling lonely in Ypsilanti's senior citizen population?
As we were starting to head towards the more serious levels of dealing with the pandemic, one of my concerns, all of my concerns, were about groups of people that were being left behind by services or systems that they might have normally used. And so children who get their meals from schools, seniors who might be at home alone, and their normal systems might no longer be working for them. And so the schools are a clearinghouse for children, but there is no system that covers, you know, most of the seniors in our city. And so there's several groups that work with them, but I thought, you know, if we could just start calling and checking in and making sure that any seniors that we know are okay, that would be a good start.
So what has the feedback been? What are they telling you? Are they frightened?
Everybody's a little frightened, I think. Most of the people that I've talked to are doing okay. Most of the people I talk to have somebody checking in on them, running errands for them, that kind of thing. But No, but. I mean, it was just, so far the people that I've had contact with, which is a limited number, are doing okay so far.
And so there's been no circumstance to this point where you've spoken with someone and it had resulted in some action on your part for assistance?
No, not so far. And one of the questions that I always ask include, do you have somebody who is checking in on you on a regular basis? That's the most important question, I think, okay? There's how they're doing in the moment, how we're all doing in the moment, what errands they might need. But really, it's, you know, do you have somebody that's systemically checking in on you? And so far, I've been pleased, but, you know, to find out that almost everybody has somebody looking out for them. But I have a very limited outreach.
Right. Are you going to continue that outreach and get in touch with more and more as time goes forward?
I'm trying to make calls to new people every day, okay? And again, I'm running out of names. It's really something that is only going to be effective when more people are doing this in the community. And I have to say, Ypsilanti steps up. And again, almost everybody I've talked to so far has had people checking in on them, which is heartwarming and safe.
During the governor's Stay Home, Stay Safe order, we are talking with Ypsilanti Mayor Beth Beshear on 89.1 WEMU. You mentioned children. You've talked about your experience with some of the seniors in the area as well. It's everyone that's impacted by this order and by this public health crisis. What are your observations of life in Ypsilanti in this first week of the governor's order?
Well, that's a great question, David. So far, everything seems quiet, and which is as it should be. I'm seeing more people using our parks, walking their dogs, and I'm seeing quiet streets. I have not observed much stress yet. We're very early in, you know, shelter in place. And I think as time goes on, it's going to start to impact people more and more. Right now, we're just a few days in to that particular level.
Now, those exempted from the order are considered essential to the health and safety of the public. That obviously includes our first responders, healthcare workers, trash haulers, grocery store workers. Who are some of the essential personnel in Ypsilanti that also deserve credit for keeping us up and running at this most difficult time?
I want to do a shout out to our fire department, our police department, and our Department of Public Services, who have been continuing without a break to provide all the safety and necessary work that keeps the city clean, running well, safe, and protected. I also, healthcare workers, I can't imagine what they're going through right now and are going to go through, and we need to do everything we can to support them as well.
As a governmental body, Ypsilanti City Council must maintain operations, but will now be doing so electronically. In your opinion, is that an effective way to manage?
So far it has been. I think we're going to see, you know, some of the things that fall through the cracks, if any, but so far everything, you know, over time, but so far everything looks like it's moving well.
How can members of the community continue to participate and engage with City Council and provide some citizen oversight to the action of its elected body?
A lot of, you know, social media is a help, and it's limited both at the same time. And so phone calls are great. I get many phone calls. I look down at my phone. I can't tell you how many texts I'm getting a day. And you know, again, the seniors are the folks who are the least likely to be able to have access and comfortable usage of some of these tools.
And the most likely to be in need.
Right, exactly. They may not, you know, be comfortable using social media or texting. They may not, you know, have somebody local who can run to the store for them. And so, again, when we talk about how people are reaching out to us at this time, other than phone calls, most of the tools that are available are maybe out of reach of some seniors. And so that, again, comes back to my concern for them.
Our conversation with Ypsilanti Mayor Beth Beshear continues on 89.1 WEMU. As you well know, there are a lot of forecasts, predictions, opinions on when we may be able to return to some semblance of a normal life, but many believe it will be well beyond the 3 weeks stay-at-home order from the governor. What preparations are underway in Ypsilanti to ensure continuation of services regardless of timeline?
It's an unusual situation we find ourselves in. Nobody knows really what we're going to be doing in 3 weeks. And a lot of us don't even know what the situation may be like tomorrow.
Later today, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's changing that quickly. And so, you know, all we can do is prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and be civil and kind to each other while we're doing all of that. And that's what I encourage everybody in our community to do.
Ypsilanti, like most municipalities, was already operating with a very tight budget. What have the impacts been so far, and how do you even begin to plan for budget life beyond COVID-19?
The health and safety of our community right now is primary, and maintaining our staff and making sure that any changes we make are not impacting them is primary to us right now. We do have some questions about our budget, but we're going to deal with that afterwards. We're not making any drastic decisions at this time, and nothing that's going to be serious so far. But right now, everything that we're doing is about the health and safety of our community.
The stress and anxiety of a significant shift in our lifestyles, the threat of serious illness, well, it leads to a dim outlook for many. What are the positives you see in Ypsilanti as the community continues to adapt?
You know, it's never ceased to amaze me how Ypsilanti steps up when there's a need. And so when the school system had to switch from feeding children in the schools to delivering or, you know, making food available for pickup for students, which they have, they did on a dime. They turned that around in a matter of days. I did a call out for volunteers for them, and they're flooded with volunteers. And that's just one example. People are stepping up in a safe manner all over the city. I myself am planning on volunteering for Meals on Wheels, which is delivering food to seniors starting tomorrow. That's delivering food to seniors, and I know they're doing it in a safe manner, both for me, but also for the seniors, because when we help them, we cannot do it in a way that puts them at harm's risk, you know, in harm's way. So those are some things. But Ypsilanti is really a tight community, and we pull together when times are hard.
It is an interesting dynamic. It's part of the human condition that in times of crisis, sometimes the best of our natures comes to the fore. What of these things that you are seeing now do you envision being able to build on beyond the public health crisis and carry forward?
See, that's the goal, right? Maybe we can come out of this stronger than we've ever been. we could build bridges that, you know, in connections within our community that last beyond the pandemic. We can build systems and relationships that last beyond the pandemic. There's going to be damage, that is for sure, both to our business community, which I'm very concerned about as well, as well as people in our community. And so how can we rise above that and look to each other to continue to be a strong, healthy community that supports each other? That's what my hope is.
Well, we should all be supporting our family, our friends, our neighbors, particularly our seniors, and think local and support your local businesses as best you possibly can as well. Mayor Beshear, thank you so much for the time and your observations today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, David, and be well. See you on the other side.
Will do. That is Ypsilanti Mayor Beth Beshear discussing her outreach efforts to senior citizens in the community and running down some of the changes the city is dealing with during this coronavirus crisis. For more information and to find out what is happening throughout Washtenaw County, the state of Michigan, nationally and internationally about COVID-19, visit our website at WEMU.org. All of the collective stories produced by WEMU, all of the interviews that we do, and the ones from NPR covering national and international as well, all available to you at that one spot at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.